All right. I am Drew Crenshaw. I'm here interviewing my younger brother and close friend, Wesley.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is kind of awkward.
No.
No? You don't think so?
No, it's an assignment.
What do you want to accomplish in this life?
Stuff. Various stuff. I want to do something worthwhile.
And what do you think makes that worthwhile for you then?
What makes the thing that I do worthwhile?
Yeah, what do you classify as worthwhile?
If I can spend my life giving others joy or doing something grand, then I think it'll be worthwhile.
Do you have any idea of things that could be worthwhile then? What do you want to do?
I think being a professional musician would be very interesting. It would be worthwhile to me because I'd be bringing the joy of music to people. That's really where I get the whole joy part of the worthwhileness from. Being a professional musician definitely would be fun. Musical theater is something that I really enjoy.
Yeah, and that's something you've, I guess, found out more and more as you've gotten older and gone through all the musicals at the middle school.
Not all of them. I didn't do Seussical because Seussical's dumb.
Well, I mean, you're doing Addams Family this year.
Yeah.
And I know you'd also mentioned to me that you wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, being an astronaut would be really interesting because I've always had a fascination with space. And I think it'd be really, really nice to be able to aid humanity's steps towards the final frontier.
But that's so different from what else you want to do.
So?
How are you going to choose?
You don't gotta. I mean, if I want to be an astronaut, sure, I'll have to go to a good college, really focus on school. But I can do that. I can do that for the prime of my life. And after I've done that, because music is something that stays with you forever, I can do that until I die.
So you don't intend to give anything up?
Nope.
Me either. Everybody.
Giving up is stupid and for losers. Make no compromises.
You have to. Yeah. So, what are you proudest of then?
What am I proudest of? I've lived such a short life in the grand scheme of things that I don't really have anything I can be, like, truly proud of. But there are smaller things that I'm...
Well, I mean, everything's at least, relative.
Yeah. I have so. Things that I've done that I feel accomplished from doing. Like recently, I've gotten a lot better at playing the piano.
Yeah.
That's something that I've really become proud of.
I hear you practicing all the time, and I don't think I told you this, but I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you, Drew. That's another thing that feeds into what I want to do in life, since I have such a feeling of a elation from becoming good at that sort of thing. I think it'd be great to spend my life doing that as a career.
Well, then, I know that this question is also maybe gonna be weird, since in the grand scheme of things, as you said, you haven't lived a really long life, but what's the happiest moment of your life then?
Happiest moment of my life?
Or the saddest, if you can pick one out.
I don't think either of those are possible for me to answer.
So far.
Yeah, so
considering far, everything is relative.
Yeah. I still don't think it's possible for me to answer any of those questions, especially happiness, because I'm very satisfied with how my life is going, and each day is a treasure to me. I enjoy my life. That sounds cheesy, I know. But I really do enjoy my life.
You do?
Yep. And even though there are sad moments in anybody's life, if you don't have sad moments, then you're not really living, in my opinion.
Okay.
But I haven't had one that really sticks out as like, oh, that's a stinger right there.
Okay. So, while profound, you are very vague.
Yep. Great. Vague because I can't be specific.
But do you have a favorite memory?
A favorite memory?
Well, like one that we maybe share?
I don't know.
Nothing that sticks out, really?
No, because I don't really think back on my life in that way. I think back on my life when I'm thinking about how things lead up to where I am. And how I should go about things heading forward.
Yeah. So, you don't think in retrospective very much?
Not in a way that I'm thinking, like, what's my happiest memory, what's my saddest memory, stuff like that. It's because I don't like to put labels on things, because some days, depending on how I'm feeling, my saddest memory or my happiest memory will be different.
Then what is it right now?
Nothing in particular. It's just one of those days. Sorry, I can't give you any good answers about that.
That's perfectly fine. Well, can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, sure.
When do you feel most alone?
Most alone?
Yeah.
I don't really know, because I don't tend to feel alone, because I have so many people in my life that surround me with such joy that I think it'd be conceited to say that I'm alone. It'd be hypocritical.
Hypocritical?
Yeah. Because if I said that I was lonely, it'd just be a lie. And if I ever felt lonely, I'd be lying to myself. Because I'm not.
Yeah.
I've got lots of people in my life. I have all my friends. I have you, my sister. I have my mom. I'm really happy to have all these people that support me and make my life more enjoyable.
And is there something you've always wanted to tell me but maybe haven't?
No. I pretty much tell you everything.
Yeah, I know. I kind of threw that one in for posterity's sake. But
I don't enjoy keeping secrets.
No?
Ruins the fun of them. Because if you keep a secret to yourself, you can't really call it a secret. Because you have to share it with somebody and confide in them for it to be a secret. In my opinion.
Otherwise, it's just kind of a thought or a thing that happened.
Yep.
For me, secret is more about the intent.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? I know your
dining table placemat. Been fiddling with it this entire conversation.
Yeah, you can't sit still for super long.
I fiddle.
I fiddle too.
I fiddle, but I don't play the fiddle. I do, but I'm bad at it.
Yeah, I guess I've noticed more and more that as much as it irks me that you play with everything in sight, I kind of do the same thing.
I think that's just the thing that people do. Like,
yeah.
People enjoy having things that they're doing. It's always nice, because even if it's not like something that you're innately trying to do, you have some sort of goal with that object that you're touching. It's like, ooh, I will tap this 500 times.
I'm not sure everybody sets a goal like that.
Nobody does.
I
don't set goals, but it's just... I guess the tapping thing, this was a bad example. It's not people... They don't have a goal with the object, per se, but they have a intent with it. They're gonna use it for something, whether it's to annoy others or to just... sate their own curiosity.
Yeah. Well, I love you, buddy.
Thank you, Drew. I love you too.